Now, if we turn to the next slide, as I mentioned just a moment ago, an increased risk of mortality, double the cause of mortality compared to the general population. Cardiovascular disease, about a 10-year shortened lifespan. Accidents, homicide, violent deaths, increased risk of diabetes, pulmonary disease, on the whole, a 10 to 20 year shorter lifespan. Reminds me that much of what we're trying to do is not just to improve symptoms or quality of life, but quantity of life as well. If you think about many of our patients having medical comorbidities, they may not necessarily get the best care or be so proactive in procuring their own care. And part of what we want to do as healthcare providers is get some sense of someone's risks for cardiovascular disease, for obesity, smoking. 80% of people with bipolar disorder smoke cigarettes. Metabolic dysregulation, a much higher risk compared to the general population. And as we're choosing our treatments, trying to minimize adverse effects that could compound some of that medical morbidity that comes with the diagnosis itself.